This is Fresh Wounds and Buttered Toast, written by Pearl Cuddy, read by Mistborn Hero. A Lockwood & Co. TV podfic featuring the relationship Lucy Carlyle and Anthony Lockwood and rated for teen and up audiences. It is tagged for canon compliant, I guess, fluff, mild injury, banter, mostly buttered toast, though. Summary. One thing about Lockwood is that he is not going to let something like a major wound stop him from buttering Lucy's toast. You really should go to a hospital, Lucy sighs as she arranges the bandages and disinfectant on the kitchen table. Anthony shrugs, trying to move his shoulder enough so the gesture is clear and casual without disrupting the gaping wound on his side. It doesn't work. Shit, that hurts. Note to self, avoid getting stabbed in the future. He grips the back of the kitchen chair tightly, squeezing out the pain and steadying himself, gathering up the strength to let out a dismissive scuff.
Why? For a flesh wound?
Without looking up from her organizing, Lucy gently taps him in the side, right next to the injury.
Fuck, he hisses.
A lot of whining for a flesh wound, she hums, raising a pointed eyebrow in his direction. Another wave of pain swoops over his side, taking his breath away.
I can't be arsed with a hospital today. We need to track down a murder and have breakfast. I'm fine, Luz, I swear.
She studies him, her gaze a sharp x-ray that he can't hide from. Okay, she says, finally, but if you die, I get your turn in the biscuit rata.
I'd expect no less.
Her face softens into a smile, the reluctant one she does, where she's clearly annoyed to be smiling at him. He loves that smile. I need cotton balls, she announces, shaking her head to clear her smile. She turns towards the basement, but before she goes through the door, she gestures sharply at him. No food until after I've looked at that. In case we are wrong about how bad it is, I don't want to see breakfast coming out through your stomach. It will put me off my toast for life. As her footsteps disappear down the stairs, the pain becomes sharper. Lucy's presence always turns down the volume of his suffering, and without her, he needs a distraction. Glancing around the kitchen for something, anything, his gaze lands on the bread. Perfect. By the time Lucy's steps are making their way back up the stairs, the bread is popping out of the toaster with a pleasant sing.
What did I just say? She groans, exasperated. It's not for me, he says, simply, as he starts to butter the toast.
She leans against the counter next to him, a bag of cotton balls hugged to her chest.
You're bleeding out, and your priority is making me breakfast?
This time, her smile wriggles at the corner of her mouth, failing to fight with the disapproving exasperation on the rest of her face. He loves that smile.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
What if you bleed on it?
I'm not going to bleed on your toast. I am not a monster.
Scrapping the last of the butter on the bread, he hands her the plate and unleashes a big grin. If he keeps being cheaper, maybe she'll stop worrying so much. As she takes the plate, she doesn't try to fight her smile.
happiness spilling out into every corner of her face. It is the smile she reserves for those moments that he or George do something to show how much they care. As if being openly cared about by the people around her is something precious and rare. On the one hand, that smile makes him want to fight her entire family for leaving her so love-starved. But on the other hand, it brings this sharp sting of pride that, for all of his other failings, he can create these small moments of joy for her, can make sure she feels cared for. Even if he fucks up constantly along the way, he will make sure she feels cared for. He loves all her smiles. Eat your toast, patch me up, and then let's go catch a murderer. The end. Thank you for listening. Reader's notes. Happy Valentine's Day if you are listening to this on the day I have posted. And thank you to Pearl Cuddy for having blanket permission for their works. I really appreciate it when I got the urge to perfect something short for this shape for Valentine's Day. And to everyone else, again, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. This was a lovely little fic about showing people you care for them in tiny little ways, which I think is fitting for Valentine's Day, even though it is the day for big grand gestures, which, whatever. But anyway, hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.